Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Forever.
Hello, and welcome to the big podcast audition. That's right, the podcast where we audition other podcasts and let them know if they have what it takes. I'm here with my special guest consultant, Sepha.
Hi, Mary.
Hey. Well, Sepha, we have, you know, a really cool podcast idea submitted by JV. They have this amazing idea, a podcast where they write a song within the confines of a podcast, you know, an hour or half an hour. I think we won't do a whole hour, but we'll write a whole song within the time, and then we'll let them know what we think of the pod and if the pod has what it takes to be its own pod.
I mean, had me at, you know, writing custom songs.
All right, let's call JV.
Also, I hope no one pitches cats, because that's my idea. I have a, you know, podcast about cats, so. I own the domain name thecattalk.com, just a, you know, FYI.
Oh my God.
Is there dial
tone? Well.
Hello?
Hello, is this JV?
This is.
Ah! Hi, it's Mary. Hi. And Sepha. Hi, also.
Mary. Hi.
Hi, Sepha. How are you guys doing?
Good.
We're really good. So tell us about your podcast idea, and perhaps if it has a name, what's the name?
Elevator Pitch.
Okay. The idea is a podcast where I would write a song and play said song within an episode of each podcast as a way of kind of making myself write more and create more and using other people to help draw from, you know, other inspiration or whatever.
This is huge.
I mean, I love the idea. It's custom songs. They're new and fresh.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, you have to force yourself to write a lot, and that usually means writing a lot of bad stuff, which is okay, because you don't write good things if you don't write bad ones. But I think it's kind of easier to force yourself to do that if you're just putting it out into the world, even if it sucks.
Also, accidents are funny.
It's true.
Yeah. Agreed.
So should we give you any suggestions for the song? Is there any way that we can help?
Yeah. I mean, I figure we would just kind of bounce it off you guys a little bit and see what your thoughts are. I mean, you guys could obviously... I'm sitting here with a guitar. I don't know. Can you hear everything?
Ooh, yeah. Oh,
is that an electric guitar?
Yeah, it's just plugged into my computer through a little interface here.
Okay. I have the Scarlett 696. I mean, 6i6, my interface.
Wow.
I think that actually might be the same one I have. I got it from a friend, a very generous friend gave it to me for free, but I might have the same one.
It's a good sound card.
Okay, Sepha, let's go one at a time. We'll say... you know, what we want the song to be like. I'll say a word, you'll say a word, I'll say a word. I want it to be a love song.
Be, you know, about trees.
And I want it to be, have like an epic energy, like an inspiring energy.
Yeah. And maybe a crescendo.
Yeah. And, you know, major chords or minor chords. I mean, I'll leave it up to you. Of course, I want it to be inspiring. And yeah, I think, and, you know, and correct me if I'm wrong, Stefa, if I'm way off base, you can tell me. I like the idea of it being about trees, but if the trees could also act as a metaphor, and that's up to the listener to decide.
Yeah. Oh, see, I love that. I like when the song is kind of about something, but vaguely about something else, and you don't really know until the artist tells you later.
Yeah. All right, hit us.
That's fun. Okay. So, love song about trees, epic, inspiring energy, and a crescendo. Okay. Let's see what we can do here. So I kind of like going with a C chord, although this is tuned down a little bit. It's not quite C for a love song. I feel like that's always like kind of a romantic feel, right?
Of course.
Jolene was C.
Maybe. Don't know.
So I think that's kind of a good starting place for in terms of music where we're you know, going from. Let's see, we can write out some lyrics for it, maybe bounce some ideas for that.
That's a great idea. Okay. Do we want to pick a title right away? I mean, it might sound crazy to go with the title first, but hey, you know.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes that works. If you have a good title, you can always work back from there. Or sometimes you just write the thing and then whatever the title ends up presenting itself.
Yeah. Okay, Stefa, you pick.
Oak Lane.
Oak Lane?
Yeah.
Oak Ling, like a tiny oak, or Oak Lane, like a street called Oak Lane?
I think both.
Okay.
Oak Lane, Oakling.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we have a title, Oak Lane, Oakling. So where should we start from here then?
Some sort of memory lane.
Yeah, memory.
Okay.
Maybe describing a tree.
During camping?
Yeah. During camping, yeah. Yeah, I think maybe it starts with when I was camping, wow, I saw a tree and it was so big. I think that's the opening line.
Well, there's okay, the epic really, part.
Yeah.
Yeah, really big definitely covers the epic territory.
Yeah.
And that one.
So how about this? How about when I was at the campground?
Even better.
Ooh. So we're putting it at a place here. I saw a giant tree.
Oh my God, yeah.
Its leaves were tremendous.
Its trunk was stupendous.
Oh, I love it. Its trunk was stupendous. So let's just start right there and see how we're feeling about this.
Awesome.
So it would be something like... When I was at the campground, I saw a giant tree. Leaves were tremendous, and its trunk was stupendous.
Ooh, I like that. I like the the chord change at the trunk was stupendous. I was like, whoa, I didn't know it was gonna go there.
Yeah.
In a good way.
Great. So
And then, okay, so its leaves were tremendous, its trunk was stupendous, and I said, quotation marks, and then it's like whatever you said that day. Stefan, do you have any thoughts on like what you would say to this big tree?
C'est la vie.
Yeah, and I said, c'est la vie.
And I said, c'est la vie.
Okay.
And the tree said nothing in return?
Yeah, I like
just
that.
Just don't touch my ivy.
Yeah, yeah.
The tree said don't touch my ivy?
Okay, how about this for the lyrics? And the tree said nothing in return. Oh, oh wait, no. The tree said... Wait, what was the thing about ivy? Oh, just don't touch my ivy. Okay, and the tree said nothing in return. Oh, wait, I forgot. The tree said don't touch my ivy.
I mean, since it's a metaphor for something, it should be animate in talk.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, just like a beautiful girl on the train, sometimes you don't even have a convo and it's all just like in your head, you know? So it really makes you think. Okay, so I think I'm going to rebuff Sepha's suggestion that the tree says to touch the ivy. And the tree said nothing in return will be the next line. But since I just transgressed against Sepha, you get to pick the next line.
Tree says, I'm not talking. No, what is it?
The tree, the line after the tree said nothing in return.
Tree said nothing, so I wondered what I have done.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I like that. And so I wondered what I have done.
Okay. So can we hear how that sounds?
Yeah. So let's try and find a place. I think there should be probably some sort of chord change there, right? So we're kind of moving into the next part with the C'est la vie line. Okay, I think I got this.
Okay.
When I was at the campground, I saw a giant tree. Its leaves were tremendous. Its trunk was stupendous. And I said, c'est la vie. The tree said nothing in return. And I wonder, what have I done?
Whoa.
Feeling good about that.
I like that. I like that because initially I was thinking, you know, we're going to be talking about an inanimate tree, but it will be a metaphor for loving an individual. Mm-hmm. And so it's so interesting. Like they said nothing in return. You know, that might be a broken heart, but I mean, who knows? But now just hearing it back, I'm also realizing that there could be a metaphor for, you know, the environment and, you know, taking care of the environment, environmentalism. So I find that very lyrically rich.
Yeah, because the tree, it could be a love song or it could be just the tree is literally pissed off at you and not talking because you ruined the planet.
Exactly. Now, JV, just some housekeeping. We're hearing you great. We could possibly be hearing the guitar slightly better. It's good.
Okay, I can
it's
turn good, it up.
But I think maybe finagle with the cable on on the end into your guitar and into the box.
Is it just quiet or is it cutting
out? It's like cutting out, but not often enough. Like the song is like rocking enough, but it could be slightly more rocking.
Okay. Well, I tried to adjust the volume a little bit. Does that sound better?
No, it's hot. Yes.
I think maybe just slightly lower so that we can hear your beautiful voice.
So does everything sound good on this end now? Is that a little better?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's better.
Warm.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so guys, where should we go now?
Okay. So we see the tree at the campground. The tree has not returned an answer to us, and we are left wondering what we've done. So where we go from here.
I don't want to associate anything with guilt, though.
Well, I think maybe that's a really good point. But what if we get absolved of guilt by the end of the song? But right now it's like, I don't know.
It's weighing on
me. Is this person
me.
Guilty? But I think they figure it out by the end. And, you know, let me know if I'm off base. Is this a good time to introduce a first chorus? Where, of course, the lyrics would be Oakland, 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 ooh, baby.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's catchy.
I love it. Oakland, 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 ooh, baby.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay, can we get that played back?
So let me remember what the last chord of that part was.
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to let you know about our latest episode of Office Hours Live.
Office Hours is great fun.
With the great John Early and Theda Hamill.
Very handsome.
Thank you. They're here to talk about their new movie, Stress Positions. And we just had a wonderful time. There was a lot of laughter and joy. Don't believe me? Well, listen for yourself on the podcast app of your choice. You're not going to want to miss a second. That's at Office Hours Live at the podcast app of your choice.
Bum, 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 bum.
I love Vic and Doug, and I love drinking my wine.
Oh, there's a chord there I wanted to do. Ah, there it is.
Ooh.
Oakland, 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 ooh, baby.
Oh my gosh.
Do we have a chorus?
I like it. Sepha, what do you think? Any improvements?
Next verse, or should we just...
I know I'm the one that suggested Ooh Baby, but I'm sort of waffling now if I feel good about Ooh Baby or not.
Feeling out of place a little bit, huh?
Yeah, I like the sentiment, but maybe I'll hold off. We could put it back in later, but right now... I think maybe just ooh.
Yeah, long ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yes. Yeah, so, sometimes one. You just need mouth sounds, yeah. And that's good enough.
Yeah, maybe an ooh or a ooh or an ooh. Yeah. Okay.
I've written ooh down on this text document I have open on my computer right now.
Awesome.
High tech.
Could you maybe just let us know what chords you're using in case we want to go home and play this later?
Okay. I, for being someone who has actively played guitar for about 18 years, I know very, very little about music theory and remembering chord names. I just know how to play them.
Huh. Okay. You can make up names.
It's like playing a song... Yeah, it's like playing a song in C, but the tuning is a half step down from standard. Mm-hmm. So most people who play enough should probably be able to figure it out from there.
Okay.
Johnny Conroy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So what are we thinking for verse two?
Okay, so there's no guilt. There's... You're absolved, and well, let's go into the relationship, I guess.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And how good the relationship is.
Mm-hmm. JV, what do you think for the relationship between the narrator and the tree?
Well, clearly the narrator has admired the tree due to its size.
Yeah.
And it's quite the impressive specimen, but the narrator doesn't know if that feeling is reciprocated.
Yeah. Do you think the narrator is very familiar with this tree, or is this the first time they're meeting the tree?
Well, to me, it seems like it's the first time.
Okay,
The narrator has gone to the campground, is seeing the giant tree, and this is the narrator's like knee-jerk response to seeing said tree.
Yeah. Love it. Sepha, do you have any feelings on the narrator and the tree's relationship?
It's going to be in like a very existentialist, in a plane. Yeah.
Speak more to that.
There are emotions, but not the kind of emotions, you know, that, you know, gets your heart pumped or, you know, some sort of harmony. But is that platonic? No.
Gosh.
Platonic relationship?
You know, I'm thinking, gosh, songwriting is hard.
I know.
So
If we're talking about some sort of like synergy between the narrator and the tree, we could talk about some sort of connection. The narrator feels a connection, much like the roots of the tree, perhaps, or the branches, the way they spread out. We could get into something like that.
Under my feet.
Under my feet.
Okay, and I have an idea, and I mean, I definitely want the song to be a little bit up to interpretation, that the listener kind of, you know, decides what it's about. But what if, like us, the songwriters, know that the narrator, they just went through a heartbreak, and so they're camping alone, and they're like searching for meaning. And so, you know, they said c'est la vie, whatever, it's fine. But then they said, oh, what have I done? And the tree is reminding them of the heartbreak, because heck, everything is reminding them right now.
Yeah.
So just that's going on like in the background. I don't think we're gonna overtly say that's happening, but just emotionally, yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I like that. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so we have a little bit of context here for the narrator. So where do we go for this would be the second verse then. So do we have any ideas for our first line here? Maybe I was sitting in solitude.
Yeah.
The narrator's camping alone.
Yeah. I was sitting in solitude.
And ruminating.
And ruminating.
About our past.
About our past. I was sitting in solitude and ruminating about our past in a tent that I bought from REI.
I love it.
Okay.
It's a co-op. You get points every time you spend money.
Mm-hmm.
I've always been fond of when songs have that overt specificity about a brand or product.
It's important.
Like, it's good. Well, it makes it feel very real. It's like when you watch a TV show and they're drinking a soda and it says soda or cola on it, and it kind of takes you out of it because that's not a thing that exists.
Right. It's like the songwriter is saying to a listener, like, hey, buddy, I'm just like you. Mm-hmm. I live in your world.
Yeah.
I buy tents from REI. So I was sitting in solitude and ruminating about our past in a tent that I bought from REI.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be, and then so now we're at the part in the verse where it moved to like the C'est la vie thing in the first verse. So I'd say let's just keep plugging on these lyrics.
Okay, so then maybe, and I said blank.
So we don't know what the blank is?
Yeah, what do you think, Stefa?
I think... What's a good feeling noun?
A good feeling noun?
Bright.
Tranquility?
Yeah.
Do you say bright? Brightness?
Yeah.
I don't know. JV, what do you think?
Well, I was thinking, what I have in mind is something like, what if it's something to the effect of, and I said, what will I do when your leaves are all gone?
Oh, I love that. Wow. Yeah.
Like a lot of layers.
Yeah.
It talks about seasons and aging and memories.
It's so true. Yeah, when your leaves are all gone, definitely to me conjures, you know, yeah, aging and
new beginning.
Yeah. Loss of beauty kind of thing.
And the you know, the natural progression of things changing. If this person is suffering a heartache, then they're drawing a parallel between the leaves falling off the tree and their former love circumstances coming to a crushing end.
Yeah. And also, you know, leaves fall every year, so it's like inevitable. So also now maybe we're getting the idea that this narrator, they're kind of sad. They're like, yeah, it wasn't supposed to work out, never does. It's maybe their attitude right now.
Yeah, some a little bit of self-defeatism.
Yeah.
But it's like we're gonna make it anyways.
Yeah. Okay, so should we play that or should we?
I think I need one more line to close out this second verse.
Okay. And the
leaves are gone, but not hopes.
Yeah, okay.
What was that?
The leaves are gone, but not hopes.
Okay, what will I do when your leaves are all gone? So I'm trying to fit this.
Hope floats.
But my hopes stay rooted.
Ah, touche.
Ooh, I like that.
Firmly in the ground. And then we would repeat the chorus.
Incredible. Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll just do a playback here. When I was at the campground, I saw a giant tree. Its leaves were tremendous. And its trunk was stupendous. And I said, c'est la vie. Tree said nothing in return, so I wonder, what have I done? And I said, Oakland, 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 Oakland. Was sitting in solitude, ruminating about our past. The tent that I bought from REI. And I said, what will I do when
when your leaves are all gone, but my hopes stay my hopes stay rooted firmly in the ground. I kind of farmed it there for a second, and I apologize for that.
No way.
But feels good so far. I think
like
we've got
it.
Yeah.
Should we jump into the bridge?
I feel like if we're going to do a bridge, now would be the time.
Yeah. it's getting dark.
And cold.
It's getting dark and cold. And this isn't fun.
Huh.
What do you think of that?
Pretty existential.
Yeah. Because, you know, I think they're heartbroken and they're like, whatever, I'm going to go do something fun by myself. Oh, I love camping. And now they're here and they're, you know, they can't escape. They can't escape. So they're in the woods and they're like, I thought I was going to have a little more fun, but I'm actually kind of sad right now.
If it was me, I'd probably start crying at that part of the song.
Yeah, and I think like that's kind of nice. Like the verses, the person is sort of talking to the tree and the bridge. They're sort of very alone in their head.
Yeah. Abandonment issues.
Yeah.
Like when my mom used to leave me alone, I used to cry.
Aw.
I don't do well being alone myself, so this is very relatable content.
Wow.
Well, I hope
it's getting dark and cold, and this isn't fun.
Yeah.
This isn't fun. This isn't fun anymore. Like it once was fun. I thought that I was going to come here and feel better, and now I don't.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
Return this tent back to the store.
You know what? I have never returned anything back to REI for some reason.
Do you buy a lot of stuff from REI?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was there
no
today.
Idea. What? Shut up.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Because like I have to run in the cold, so I have to go get like a new liner. You know, what are they called?
Like an Under Armour kind of thing.
T-shirt, and yeah. I got one, and I'm like, maybe there's something better. So I went back, and you know, they had better alternatives.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you go there a lot, and you never return anything.
No, I love everything.
Wow.
And one other thing about REI is like they don't let they're not open on Memorial Day because they respect their employees.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, good business model.
That's a good move.
Mm-hmm. Okay, something.
Unlike Modell's.
Yeah, unlike Modell's. Let's give it up for REI, Patagonia, Costco, and all those ethical employers out there. Yeah. Yes.
Workers United.
Mm-hmm.
Sponsorship money rolling in any moment now. It's getting dark and cold, and this isn't fun anymore. So I'm packing up my tent so I can return it to the store.
It rhymes.
Yeah, I like it.
It rhymes. It rhymes is good feedback.
How about I want them to say something about how the tent is kind of messy. And so the subtext is like, oh, I hope they let me return it.
I hope I get the jam off the tent.
What? It's getting dark and cold. This isn't fun anymore. No, I think you're right, JV.
No soda stains?
Actually, yeah, no soda stains. This isn't fun anymore. No soda stains. I want to return it to the store. And then the listener is like, oh, did their ex really like soda? I bet their ex liked soda and would spill it on this person's stuff. And it used to bother them. It used to bother them. But now they miss the soda stains.
Yeah. It's triggered something, right?
Yeah.
It's getting dark and cold, and this isn't fun anymore. There aren't any soda stains, so I can return it to the store.
Yep.
Yep. I really think that was the missing piece. That's what the song was missing, yeah. Was soda stains. Now, do we maybe one more of like kind of the pre-chorus thing, like the "and I said" line.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, instead of going into a third verse, just jump right into like a third pre-chorus into the last chorus and then end the song.
Okay. "And I said, get me out of here."
Should we bring up like what mode of transportation? Could it be a bus? Let it be a bus.
"And I said, where's the bus?"
Cause yeah, it's like if it's like someone driving to camp,
mm-hmm.
It's a little bougie.
So let me get this straight. You want them to get on the bus with their tent and the poles and their sleeping bag and their... Just making sure. Is that what you want, Sefa?
Yeah, because I empathize more now. And okay. There's more, you know, it's the story's a little bit more interesting. I'm sorry. You know, I just got on my Subaru back and head to the campsite. No.
You're right.
But okay. I rode the bus.
Yeah, the wherewithal to take a Greyhound with an REI tent with you and then take it to a campground is pretty impressive. So I'm with you.
Okay, and I said, where's the bus? And I said, bus, take me out of here. And I said...
Backcountry roads, no.
And I said, I'm getting back on the bus. I don't know, what do you think?
I'm getting back on the bus sounds good. That has a good flow to it.
Nice.
I'm getting back on the bus. You'll never see me again. Said goodbye to my Oakling friend.
Ooh, I love that.
And said one last goodbye to my Oakling friend.
Because Oakling can stand in for anything in life.
It's so true.
Yeah. We didn't like mention the bark. Describe the bark at all, like, you know, pretty.
Oh, the bark of the tree.
Luminous? No. Can bark be luminous? Yeah.
Sure, some can. Like if it has sap on it.
Yes. And that, you know, creates some sort of, a brightness. And
so,
said one last goodbye to my luminous Oakling friend.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. This is, it's like this song, like, you know, there's not a lot of emotions, but it subtly evokes some emotions because, like, we've all been there, right?
Yeah.
To me, it's very relatable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially if that tree is in Los Angeles.
Sefa, do you have a lost love in Los Angeles?
Maybe.
Who? When?
Let's not get sidetracked.
When was that?
Let's go back to the song.
Okay. Okay.
You sure you don't want to get into explicit detail about that entire situation?
Stefa, if you keep chewing gum into the microphone, I will chop you with a sword.
Yeah. I don't want to swallow it because it's,
yeah. Yeah. Okay. So should we play that back? What do we think?
Okay. I think we have everything here.
Okay. Cool. And and me and Stefa, I think, are going to sing along a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. That would be great. Mm-hmm. Let me figure out, we need to figure out a chord progression for the bridge. I'm just going through the chorus real quick, sorry. Okay, I think I got it. So let's give this a go.
Cool. And would you adjust your cable once more? It's cutting out a little bit, only a tiny bit. The song sounds beautiful.
Okay. I'm really sorry about that. I have no idea what's happening there. I tested it earlier and wasn't having any problems. So.
It's fine. It's only doing it occasionally, and it's not cutting out for a long time.
Just a minor delay.
Yeah.
It may be something with the software we're using, too. I'm not sure.
No, okay. But it sounds great.
Here we go. When I was at the campground, saw a giant tree.
Ooh.
His leaves were tremendous, and the trunk was stupendous. And I said, "C'est la vie." The tree said nothing in return. So I wonder, what have I done? Oh, plain. Oh, plain. Oh, plain. Oh, plain. Oh, plain. Oh, plain.
Oh.
I was sitting in solitude, ruminating about our past, in a tent that I bought from REI. And I said, what will I do when your leaves are all gone, but my hope stays. Oh, plain.
Oh, plain.
Oh, plain.
Oh, plain.
Oh, plain. Oh, plain. It's getting dark and cold, and this isn't fun anymore. There aren't any soda stains, so I can turn it to the store. And I said, I'm getting back on the bus. You'll never see me again. And said one last goodbye to my luminous opening friend. I said, oh, Oakland, Oakland, Oakland.
Oh, plane. Oh, plane. Ah! That was incredible. Yeah.
Well, it wouldn't have been incredible if not for both of you and your amazing help with that. That was so much fun.
So, JV, first of all, I'm going to need you to film a little vid of you playing that, and we'll freaking put it online when the episode drops. Second of all, what do you think? Do you think this pod has legs? Do you think you want to keep doing it?
I think it would be a lot of fun, and it would definitely help me to be more motivated to like actually follow through with putting things out, which I'm really bad about doing.
I think it's a good idea, and like even if the lyrics are dumb, it's like you'll still have the structure of a song and can change the lyrics later.
And it's a good exercise. Like, you know, silly and stupid shit can also produce something that, like, I don't know, if you get like one good line out of a thing, then it was worth writing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
you can use that on something else. So
definitely like summed up what I went through the last 6 months.
Oh my gosh.
You know, it definitely evoked those emotions and, you know, made me realize, oh, like I was, you know, had feelings for a tree that did not pay attention to me. And
Steffa, do I know this person?
No, let's not get into it.
Oh my God. So do you have a name for the podcast, or do you need help coming up with a name?
I was thinking about it, and I was actually thinking about it last night because I was like, I don't have any idea what I would name it. But then I thought, like, what about something like this next song is a new one? Like the thing that people say on stage for their band when they're going to play a new song. This next song is a new one is the name of the podcast. I didn't know if that was a little too wordy, but.
Nah, I like it.
Cool. Good.
Whose chord is it anyways?
That's pretty awesome.
And who will be on the show with you, or will it just be yourself, or will it be different people every time?
I think it would have to be different people, just because, you know, if it's one other guest, if it's one other guest every time, then it's just like a band almost. Like that's like that big recording band practice, which wouldn't be that entertaining to listen to, I don't think. So when it's a different group of people and you're getting different ideas from those people, it's I think probably a better end result.
I like it. So what do you think? Are you gonna do it?
I think so. This was so much fun. I was crazy nervous all day about doing this, but it was so much fun. And I would actually definitely like to keep doing this. I think if you guys think it's, I don't know, is this something you think anyone would want to listen to?
Yeah,
I listen to it.
I think it was good. I think the song was fun. I think our banter was fun. Yeah, this would be a thing people like listening to in their car, on the subway, while cleaning. Heck, all the best places for podcasts.
a multi-purpose pod, if you will. An MPP.
I love it. Cool. Thank you, JV. Oh, also, is there like any shows you're doing or places online that you want people to visit you?
People can follow me on Twitter. I have some bands and musical projects, and that would be a place I will talk about that. So if anyone's interested, it's JVZUS, VEEZUS on Twitter. JVZUS.
I love it. Cool.
Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome. Mary, I'm a huge fan of your work, so it was really cool that you asked me to do this.
Well,
thank you
heck,
so much.
I'm a huge fan of yours now.
That is an honor, a giant honor. Thank you so much.
Yay. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Fun.
Yeah, just that song make me now, you know.
Wow, I am going to pick your brain later. My goodness. That was the big podcast audition. See you later.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production, executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.